on to the main thing is that there's a second tier. I'd like to make two comments previously here. Tas and Loman and Azoy. Both comments are a source in the Nitziv Perish of Shildas, Shildas Kuhn, Mem A, which is not surprisingly the books of Mezuzah. For whatever reason, he has a comparison with Akim, could have had it earlier in Brasnana. Even the Shildas, we don't know exactly why, I guess. Fill up each parasha. So the first comment is quite a remarkable comment. I was just so taken by it. That's a pshat. Now we, you and I, look at Gemara's with our eyes, with our eyes, and the Tziv's eyes, a different kind of vision that we have. Contact lenses that he has, and we don't see things that we can't see. We saw the Gemara on the Gilma. We all read the Gemara together. Every one of us read the Gemara. With no excuse. We all read it. On the Gilma, on the base. The Gemara has this contour of Tas of Loman also. What kind of a case? Kind of case? Kodesh from Ferris from Menicha. Kota Menicha from Sof Hemid Sula. Tas of Loman also. Corrected it to, as he puts it, my shite. What's going on over here? Why did the Gemara choose the example of Tas of Loman also in this fluky case? There's a reed, there's a hole, and you slip it in. Come on, man! Give it a normal case! You took the mezuzah, you fixed on a piece of wood, you put the piece of wood on the previously putter opening, however you define that. It's a much more normal case! You picked the most fluky case to choose to tell us, but hello, how come you and I, why did they get that cash? And you thought you were too embarrassed to ask me. You would have embarrassed me. I wouldn't know the answer. Now I guess I know the answer. So that's all that it's in. That's a fascinating answer. I'll read you his answer. His answer is absolutely fantastic. It's on Simon Kuf Mem Hei, Siv Kotlum Ches. He writes like this. Towards the end of Siv Kotlum Ches. He wants to know. The Gemara Amadal we saw. Don't write on the rocks. Write on a piece of paper, parchment, and then you put the parchment and you attach it to the wall, to the doorpost. So he has, what's going on? They should have said, "Uksavta b'sof muzuzot be'secha." Al, you write on the doorpost. That's what it means. Simple read. You write karoy. What does the karoy mean? You go on your internet. What does the karoy mean? The karoy right there. The words on the wood. That's what they should do. Our karoy is what I mean. Oh, up there knows what the karoy do.
Picture on the wall.
Picture on the wall. Okay, so maybe it's something along those lines. I'm not an expert karoy, but that's what the simple words mean. The two ways to interpret the words. Oh, the vina da'afka the koha masker ala malvin, below lacham pasoka malvin. Oh, you gotta put it on the wood, on the post, not in the post. One shot. Second shot. Oh, the vina the koha mezuzah da'afka shamalvin from mezuzah sabayis, below koha shenitro. Oh, a second interpretation. Now we understand. Says in the Tziv, Ad kolo shamanu, v'lachok v'socha malvin shari. Until now, we had the case, the funny case of Shofaris. We didn't really know that you're allowed to put the mezuzah within. So therefore, we can understand potentially, al mezuzah zos be'secha means dafka on the post. Okay. That's three points of Zamazuzus. Now that we know that you can take a shofaris and put it in, now it's that Al to the Torah. So why in heaven's name did the Torah Kedosha say, Uksavta Al Mazuzos Pesach of Mishareth? The answer is, we Lamadu Psul, the Tas of Alom and Ahasuri. Ayin, migdal o's shekasa gamken karl the mach besafti the goof of the craw nafkal on kan tas of love and us not from tzitzis I have a lot of most good bits here's a big migdal o's fit and the migdal o's did not do so well in the estimation of those who came after I should have thought this message the shah said about the migdal o's mahapeh divrei elokim chayim kedargo b'chol loko a pretty backhanded compliment. Even though he's printed in every single rabba. Okay. That's the shas. Here, though, he had a home run. Because he's mechavet to the Uraya. The only Rishon, which we mentioned before. This is in Oshes. Good. It's very good, though. It's such a beautiful shas. So, Oshet Beis, the Tzim says something, which all you from the current hour, both say Beis the same thing, that against the whole shiur, my whole shiur, I'm out of business, my whole shiur on Friday, if I would have known that I would have been out of business. But whole shiur on Friday, according to the Rambam, you have the door, you have to put the door first. Tell you that Hashem Bereshit, finish your Gemara. That's what you got. The Rambam, we read the Shuvah to Rambam, because the Mishnah quotes it, Shuvah to Chachma Elanil. Tali Dasha, we saw it in the Nevi Chavudas. It's on his own. What? First, put up the door post, and then for the business. Oh, so Pashim Shad, otherwise the problem passed the lower us. All people got on Friday was, well, what happened? You put up the mezuzah when the door was there. And you took down the door and you put back the door. Oh, I'm going down again. We'll get the tips, maybe we'll come back with a little bit some details. Get the way. Okay, fine. Now, but what happened if you put it there before you even put the door? Ah, oh, the Pashim, all these things on the Shah. The Shah said the Farish. You have that? You still have the Shulchan Aruch with you, Rabbi Mosai? You have that? That those who either have a real Shulchan Aruch or have the Xerox. It's on the same page. Simon Reish Pei Tess. Shulchan Aruch says, Rav and Mezuzah is a Pesach. The Oda Tlusha. The Chakah Kibbal the Pesach Tzula. I believe it's a Shah. He said, according to the Rambam, you have to have a... Well, Kivay himself said it. We'll get to the shot. The whole pilpul, if you put the mezuzah, you took the door away, you put the door back, but when I brought, that's obvious. The obvious assumption is that what? That if you put the mezuzah on before the door, no good. The Karanara and the simple say, good. It's good. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that. No. The Gemara is the Chatchila. The Chatchila is you first put up the door, and that put up the mezuzah. But for the Eved, if you do it the other way around, it's not so bad. What's the raya? The one raya is plugged with the Gemara. But the Gemara said, look here, I'm not giving on the base. What did it say? The one I'm giving on the base, we just saw said. Right. Have a chodah, the Iniyah, the Mesom, Hamid, Psulo. What do you mean Hamid? Hamid means you put up the post. Should have said, what? Well, the soul called out lots of the tzula, so they're a bigger kiddush. Now, if you ask me, it's a shvat harai. Heaven be, but then you have to be mavid. You have to be mavid the losses, you have to be mavid the losses. But that's the right that both these gedolim, this karanot, and sibri, the loss of the gemara. Losh of the Rambam, they also try to bring a couple of harayas to prove this point. The harayas, again, to me, they can't be conclusive, because you can't say that the Rav Kivay and the Shah Harot, not Shai. But they do suggest an alternate based upon a couple of the Lashonas in the Rambam. Okay. What exactly did the Rambam say? The Rambam says, if you look at it, in when he quotes these in it, first is Parakei Halachah S, which we read it twice already. What came afterwards? Heaven was a Pesach. He should have said Dallas.
Give me a break. He didn't get to the details yet. That's in the next parak. The word Dallas isn't found in the whole parak. Come on.
When he says Pesach, he means a Pesach with, as he explained it in parak 12. It's interesting to help him to when the Rambam is writing the Tshuva L'Chachma L'Nil, which is referred to a little bit in the Divrei Chamudos, but it's quoted in its entirety, the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Vav, Halacha Hey, Sphere, which we'll come to later in Hashem, is as follows. Kol Pesach Shelot Losos. Pesach Mikri Shar Lo Mikri. Let's say Chazal was called Pischacho. It's Sharecho. If he has no door, it's not called a Shar. So you can, if you want to make the Yukim, here the Lashem of the Rambam in Perek Hey, he tells you Mezuzah Shar Pesach. Didn't say Shar. Still not completely book, okay, he didn't get to the details yet. These aren't Perek well. But that's what both of these Gedolim say. That's the idea of the Lashem over here in Perek Hey, Halacha Ches. That's Diuk number one. And they have the Lashonis in Perek Vav, they also claim substantiates this position. But again, I'm not convinced that it's right. I'm not convinced it's wrong. I'm just bringing you both positions. We assumed on Friday that you had to put up the door before the mezuzah li'ikuva. And others say, no, it's not li'ikuva. It's a little bit of a problem. It's not li'ikuva, so why bother? That's also hard to explain. So why bother? The chatchila, the put the mezuzah, then put the door later. It's easier for me. What's up? Listen, Zera. What happened? I'm not sure. Whatever it is, this I want to know for honesty's sake. Two gedolim, the Keranora, the Nachman Gimel, the Tziv over here in Kuf Mem Hei Sif Yod Yud Beis. By the way, all of a sudden he's down to the Midolos. Ah, not the Midolos. I don't really like the Midolos. So I don't know if we look at the word. Yeah.
How do they explain why it's not a problem with Tassel and also like going to the Rambam?
They say all I have to do is first put up the Pesach.
Right, but not tied yet according to the Rambam.
Good question. So if you look, the best formulation I found in the Masifta Gemara, that's why I discovered this, the Masifta Gemara quotes this, he says, well, as long as you create the Pesach first, that suffices. The Delas, so Tanai V'Alma. We already pointed out ourselves on Friday that certain Tanoim, you know, such as moving in, right? So you didn't move in yet. You didn't move in yet, not Chayim, not Tanai. Yeah, as long as the peasant is there. That's what they said. Yes. That's what I asked before. That's a good question. Why so? That's a little bit of, they don't explain fully. Can't make a bracha. Interesting question. Can you make a bracha now? You know, fly now, pay later? No. Make the bracha now and put the door on later. Or will that's the awesome. I'm sorry. Cock is not coming till tomorrow. I want to put it up now because tomorrow I'm busy. Good question. I don't know. Yeah.
In the case of a soaker, when it's not raised, right, did we say you can make bracha at that point?
That will have to be. Halacha lamayis we'll get to later on. But the bidding that they quote to try to defend this point is the bidding is to put it on right away.
And to make bracha at that point?
And to make a bracha right away. Even though you're not chayav for another 20-something days. We'll have to get to that too. See if that's true. Can't do everything at once. The boy said, I learned a long time ago. You can't do everything at once. You gotta go in order. We don't always choose the best order, but we pick an order. Which reminds me, I wanted to bring your attention to something else that I found. It's quite an amazing piece, which I wanted to show the same called the Chomas Adar. Chomas Adar is something which is a matter of big dispute. Try to figure out, see who's right and who's wrong over here. And my kids know, I got a call from one of them who's now serving as a rabbi in one of the camps, my shita. Not my shita, I found the Chobas Adar. He was the only safer. Chobas Adar, a bloy, a prolific author. And Choshen Mishpat comes from this. This is written 40 years ago. That's Chobas and Tov Shin Lamed Beis. Wow. Wow. He proceeded in all these new svarim. He says that which I thought was, I guess I was influenced by him, but I thought, oh, this is Torah Zemes. And now I'm looking and see if we did what happened over here in our own mismatch.
Okay, it's good.
So put that one out, not the bond is over, but okay. What happened in the following case? We spoke about the fact that we have the mezuzah on the tent of a summer of the Bukhos. Right, the outside type of goes to the outside, which is around. What happens is very, very common.
very common. There's a, the, how should I put it? The mezuzah is not one straight continuum. Look at this one over here. You have, let's leave out the dark, leave out the dark brown. Well, just the light colored wood. I see two pieces, right? There's the bigger piece, wider one, wider on the sides, wider on top. And there's the narrower one, right? Now, for all I know, I'll make you a shliach, I'll send some of the shliach. Go ask them. Yeah. How's your fist? Like anyone else's normal? Yeah. Not bigger than normal. Okay, good. That's good. Better that way. Open the door and measure your fist from this way.
Yeah.
And there's the mezuzah. Where's the mezuzah? Past the fist?
That doesn't mean the wall.
No. Start from the beginning of the wall.
Yeah.
And is the mezuzah within the width of your fist or beyond it? This is a bit.
It slants.
Yeah, it slants.
The meaning
of
the mezuzah is
the mezuzah. Baruch Hashem. The truth is, in this door, we had no choice, because otherwise it would crush. The mezuzah would get crushed by the. Although we may have a choice, we'll get to that later. Otherwise, it would be very common. Just barely made it.
Yeah.
Right? Barely made it. What would happen? It would be a little bit further. Now you're left with two choices. Either you put it in the outer tefach. If you put it out of tefah, you're putting it behind the narrowest point of the doorway. You understand what I'm saying? No. Open the door again, please. Let's say we take remove the door. We want to remove the door. Let's assume just for the minute, as long as you can see it from where you're sitting, that the outer piece is more than the tefah. Now the piece, you can see the inner piece. You can see that the on the wider piece of wood as opposed to the narrow. You can see it, or you can see it from the inside. You can't see from the outside unless you have x-ray vision. So the outside, luckily, it was less than the tefach. So at least we got the beginning of the slant within this tefach. Let's say it's wider. Very often it's wider. What do? You put it on the tefach on some of the chutz, even though that's not the narrowest point to pass it through. I'm trying to use that expression. Follow me? Or should you put it on that thin, where it is now, on the thinnest point, because after all, that's where you pass through. The part behind it, you can't get through. You can't get there. You back your shoulder. You can't get through. Everyone follow the question?
What was the first choice?
The first choice was to put, he don't have the choice, because as long as the door is on, because the door is going to break it. Let's say you detach the door. So you can put it, start at the very beginning. Out of Mostepa. Or no, put it where it is. What's the reason to put it on the outermost tefach? We know. It's a mitzvah lechatchila, put it on the tefach of Sadach Luchot. What's the reason to put it where it is now? Because the tefach of Sadach Luchot? That's not within the Chalal HaPesach. Right? You have to put it within the Chalal HaPesach. That's not Chalal HaPesach. That's behind the Chalal HaPesach.
Everything is
the Chalal HaPesach. Oh, Neil. Oh, Tabut Chacham walks in from the Holy Land. That's Tab. Tabut Chacham walks in. Okay, so you paskin like the same. Yeah, you do. You're right. You pass like the same for Ogur Gaal Echo. From Gedolei Yerushalayim, who paskins against the Chovas Adar? I never heard of it. It wasn't written yet. This is written almost 40 years later. I only had this sefer. Here, this sefer Chovas Adar. He says you got to put the mezuzah where it is now, on the narrower piece. And what's wrong if you put it in an earlier place? You put it closer to the street. What's wrong? It's telling some of the books. I read the lesson of the Chovas Adar. He tells his rabbi. Baharim Sofanesh, this is Perikhes Chel Gimel Os Gimel. It's a cut Gimel. Yesh Mezuzah Shal Abin Yeshu Raha. Benos Emelah Mezuzah Me'eitz Kotzer Yimel. For he see Mevez Boi Rabbi Zatzal, this is Rav David Yud Reis, the Eda Haredes. Shekova Mezuzah Al-Mazuzah, It's only between 10 inches wide, 2 inches narrow, an inch on each side. With me so far? What the Chalam say? So the extreme inch is the side. That's not called Chalam Pesach. You walk through, you crash your shoulder. You can't walk through. You can walk, even three can't walk through wood. You can't walk through wood. Can't walk through wood. You bang your shoulder. It's not part of Chalala Pesach. So the Chalala Pesach begins at the narrow point. It's supposed to be the Chalala Pesach. He's in the Beresh. He writes, Kevin Shibazus Leitz Maktinim as Chalala Pesach. This battle shom Chalala Pesach. Or shame Chalala Pesach. The Mezuzos have been in Shehefesh Zeh, Shebein Mezuzos have been in Hamikim Bichutz the Chalala Pesach. Shein of a Kom Mezuzos the Chathila. Hafilu Tov Tev Hapsam the Chalala Pesach. Uv the Gemara Mash with the Ash Rabban the Mitzvah Zanichol the Tev Hapsam the Chalala Pesach. The Kom Mekom Eino Docha Ach Mitzvah Zanichol the Tov Chalala Pesach. For sure. Boom. I thought it was Torah Semes in my house. That's what we try our best to do this way. All of a sudden, comes this new Sefer. And it says it's all wrong. It's all wrong. The whole thing is wrong. They're all wrong. 40 years. Wrong. Yeah, what's the essence?
Yeah, we're going to start going.
You can't go through wood. Yeah, one.
That's it. No, if we could, if we started going according to logical, what constitutes a doorpost? Well, I've heard the thin part at all. I'm saying, is a doorpost where the wall ends, or is it something else? Can you add on the wall?
We assume you can't walk, but if you can't walk through, it's not part of the Chalala Pesach. What's the high point of the Chalala Pesach? The opening of the doorway. You just can't walk through it. That's not part of the opening.
Opening the doorway is probably where the ground would have been. That would just add it.
Here's a bigger man. He thinks that the whole light wood is all garbage. It's modern. You're a classicist. It's modern.
Can we say that, didn't McMurray say that I've always thought Hebok deep inside the door?
Very good. What are you saying, basically? You're saying is that worst case scenario, not so terrible, but it's within the temple.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. For the truth to tell, even this Rabbi Feldman, a big major Talmud Chacham, who writes this way, he at the end of the day doesn't have the courage of his convictions. Which is maybe this question is a better part of valor. And he says, if that piece of wood that sticks out would be a tefach thick, then I take a chance. You better put it on the thinner part. But if he says it's less than a tefach thick, like you said, come on, man. We have nothing to lose. It's going to be kosher anyway. What just happened over here? And maybe Rabbi Blau's Rebbe, Rabbi Hukweis, maybe it was a tefach. Maybe that was a story. But I personally think, right, Rabbi Feldman, even with a tefach of a kashrut, that's an incredible story. I say, I got these stories of Gedolim. You got to love these stories. Listen to this story. Shabbat. Rashaz Oyabach Zatzal. Bo Lenachem Es HaMashkiach. Rabbi Chodesh Zatzal. Dicha Bameo. Rabbi Chodesh Zatzal. Chavar Yeshiva. That's not some joint. It's a Chavar Yeshiva. You know? His two very illustrious sons. One's in the Meir, and one is in the Oral Chodesh. So I know personally. So this is a great man. And the Mezuzah was Kavuah by Mezuzah Zepesah. V'chelek HaShokeah Yosef Mitefah. He was born in Tefah, and he anyway had it on the wider part, which was your territory with Nell, right? Hakrashaz Heilaka. So it's out in you, my dear Rabbi Chodesh. You know, this is your bosom is pulse, you know. It's a bit of a shivik, something, you know. It's a bit of a shivik, make him feel better. In the last 20 years, you had to visit in a place in your house, my dear Mashkiach Shvita. We told. Achu lo shkiras mekomo. Jesus from Shlomo Zalman Arba. I'm older than these. Yomar, Shekach Hoya Vipiso Shalag Ramam Epstein Zalba Slavovka.
I was in Slabodka. You never left Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Mizrach. I was in Slabodka. But Moshe brought Hepshi, the God of Ador. I saw his mezuzah. Don't tell me what to do. Upstart. That's the Eretz story. Now, these stories are stories. You know, it's a great story. It's true what happened. It's a great story. Anyway, this is what he says. So, see, he thinks it would be good even in that case. But the truth is, that's what he thinks. As I said, he doesn't have the courage of his convictions. Then we pass it over here, you want to look it up. In Perek Yud Gimel. In Siv Vav, he says, if it's a Teva, I chicken out. Chicken out, it's a Teva. Less than a Teva, what could be bad? Look at the rats. He quotes a Sfar who says, it's not called a Pesach. Came and Shane and Bokum and Royal Lily, you buck your shoulder. Doesn't make a difference, Teva or not. Says he, the Ogur Molev, or Felton. Achadiyas Daiti Dira, Shapavos Mitefa, Ain Kol Pickbook. There's no pickbook. Why? The Logora may inhemic the Sof Mezuzas at Pesach Atzma, Pavos Mitefa, Shachero. Ben Hitochen Shehefsik, Hoavir Shemin, the Komamaros at Pesach, Ye Yosef Gerua, the Hefsek shall only be Mezuzah of Pesach Atzma. How is that possible? The Chilas Tvot or Vassal, it's obviously not God of Oh, I don't understand what he said. He's saying, putting it behind that little narrow thing that the Mezuzah is on can't be any worse than borrowing it into the wall. What do you say?
It's outside.
It is worse.
It's outside.
It's outside. Look, up in your eye that it's worse. Open the Shemanara. Open it. Everyone's going to show you. You'll have it. Open up. I gave you the zero. Open up. Let's be together. Sit down. Case at Kova. You have to read the Master Mary from the Susan Sapesa. Oh! It's the Chathila. Yachver Bo Chathira Mi Fede Bo. Lo Yachver Lachot 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 to be part of Halal HaPesach. He quotes a Bach. The Bach and the Reish Pei Test says that the first time of in is considered to be in within the Halal HaPesach. That's the Chathila. And you put it behind a little thing, it's Gara, it is Gara. According to this Svaradi, Mezuzah, quotes the same, what's the same Mezuzah, it's page 7. That's what I don't know. And what happened? You have to lie, right? I don't know. I didn't find it. Mezuzah, page 7. Okay? And that's the same exact Svaradi as the Chobas and Dar. That's behind the Cholabas. We're keeping me in the riot in this case. Continue with I still stick with my Chobas Adar. But I have another shayla. And I had this interesting shayla. He brings a riot. He can't. He brings a riot. This man does not stop to pick up the riot. Open up the Mugge Yosef, please. He brings a riot. Interesting riot. Interesting riot. Please, page. Let's see. Page Tessai, which should be, I assume, Hamid Bays, I'm guessing, in the old editions. It says, in the old edition, it says, Bishlish Goldprint and Malve Goldprint. Halfway through, it says, Bitteva Hasana Pukule. Now the mark. Loma, says the Nikleos. Shibyesh the Kalala Pesach Shisha Tvokit. Kodem Shiagil the Delis. Mitzvah la'anicha b'tepach ha'samach l'shisirach. Very nice. So the doorpost is six tefach. Hey, that's a lot of tefach. Six tefach. What's his deal? His deal is Rabbi Sai. Where in the world did they place the little tiny post where the door is attached? Oh, I just gave it away. What if the post where the door is attached? Okay. Gave it away. So he says, look, it's every single case. Look at the Mugge Yosef's case. It's six tefachim. And six tefachim, I woke up, six tefachim later, that's where in all likelihood that post is going to be, which is going to narrow the doorway. So if I'm a foolish in the Mugge Yosef, then it's no problem. Which I say, who told you that? Who told you so? Maybe the hinge of the door is behind the doorway. Or maybe it's on the left side. How does he know which? How does he know exactly where it is? It's Bederek Klali, right? A Lushan, that piece of wood that the door is going to be attached to is going to be along the same, it's going to sit from, you're going to bang into it. Who said it? Maybe it's on the left side, maybe it's behind. You know, no. That's my key of his right. But I have to follow Hashem. What do you say? He said, you're the tefach man. What will happen? They'll put out the tefach on some of the b'chutz, which is 5 tefachim removed from the narrow part. In this direction. If you put it more than one tefach in this direction, you know it's no good. Tefach level is no good. What if it's more than one tefach in that direction, going out? Assuming that the official doorway is only the narrowest point, and you have a wider door, you put it at the first level of the wider area, which is more than the tefach this way from the narrowest point. What do you say about that case? Good or bad?
The
exactly. Like the motion is no good. That's exactly my fear. Well, it's less than one tefach in this direction. Take it out. Yeah. It's less than one tefach from this direction, but it's more than one tefach in this direction.
Who cares?
He
does.
The doorway. We heard last night by going to the moon. Those who listen carefully. Those in the moon and say that it relates to this doorway.
We're
on the moon. You want to come with me? You won't come.
You're
saying
like a shell going in the middle, and then you put a little on the beginning.
So this is the shop,
you can't say.
Let me give you a couple of names that are against me. You shouldn't think that we have to be a lot of them. Look what he says. Chaynogu agraz meltzer vagrashad oyabah vabesah v'neas gidem shloim zahm v'yev musr v'yev musr v'yev ha'orot v'yev chodosh v'yev ha'orot. It was less than a tefach, you know, the blita, the extension into the door, less than a tefach. So he himself did it that way. V'chein ra'isi b'pesach beis ha'grish el yashiv. Wow! I saw my own eyes, he says. I looked at Yashiv's house, I didn't look. I was looking around the pictures, I said, let's look at the mezuzahs. She had a refuah shleima, and she had kabbalah's kol. You go back and look at the mezuzah first. Okay? So, obviously, if I can't do it my way, and within the temple, I agree. Within the temple, it's going to be kosher. But now, the lechatzkila, the talk a lot about it, we're outweighed as the temple is under the chutz. It's not this. But for the effort, I think, is within the temple in that direction, we're the same within the temple in that direction, you'd be yours. I'm not sure if you follow my gesticulation. I just want to bring this to your attention. This is fascinating stuff. Okay, Rabbi Saitma. 40 years I've been knowing the Chobas Adar. I thought it was never Pashit. Then all of a sudden, I come to do Sefer. And my 40 years of Hanachas go out the window. At the end of the day, I still think the Chobas Adar. Maybe I'm prejudiced. Oh, in Israel, I'm totally divorced. I've been doing this for 40 years. You haven't gotten married yet. You're on your own doors yet. You have to look at it yourself. Look it up. When I'm calling you over here in Perik Yud Gimel, Sitkotten Yud Gimel. Alright? And the other one is Sitkotten Lam. The end. That's a great story. Okay? These are all. We haven't started their Shia. Leftovers. Like you'll have some schnitzel tonight, but undoubtedly, it's leftovers. We have some leftovers also. Alright? Everybody's good. We go back to Heketz here. Run the Shia part 2. Heketz here. Let's go. Heketz here. Let's go. The Gemara says, Rav Mosai, that Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mezuzah Halach Achar Heketz here. And what does it mean? Let's go to the Gemara. Pisla de Bein Trey Kote, Bein Begarma de Bein Ashi. We have two holes. Rashi explains. We the Rashi one more time. Adam shecholik beisol chetzol leilu anoshim ha'mafuzas with the beisol the chetzol leishdo las v'lachlo v'etzneya There's Pesach in zoo, Pesach the called the event, Pesach Sharam. Each one's open and says, you need a tiebreak. You need a tiebreak. Because it says, Mezuzu, Derek, you made the beer. Lodi and Zia. Okay, so the tiebreaker is the Heker Tzir. What does the Heker Tzir mean? Chor, Shebesav, Shebesir, Adela, Sobe, Bo. Awusad, Shachor, Bo. Chor, Shebesh, Derek, you mean, Shebesh, Nosu, Bo, Nosu, Mezuzu. Sure. This is the tiebreak. Rabosai, you have to understand, there's a tiebreaker, you have to get to the tiebreakers. 6-6, right? To get to 6-6, you can't have a tiebreaker. You all want to play the Wimbledon, you want to go with these, who wants to go on their own? So, you go to the door now. Who the door now? Nadal? See, I have no chance to beat him. We'll start with a tiebreaker. Maybe I get lucky, I'll somehow win one game. Stop. You crazy, can't start a tiebreak. You gotta first play, whatever it is, 10 games, and then it's 12 games, then you have a tie. You start a tiebreak. Let's take a look at the Mordechai and see what he says this is so. Keep that Shulchan Aruch open, we're gonna see it very, very soon. Listen to this. Okay, Rabosai, it's what I asked you to see, it's Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph. It's the second piece. And this is such a complex paragraph, it's really almost impossible to get through it in one piece. The Omer Re, so I'm starting from. My edition is Pesach Chavdal, column 2, 8 marks down. The old edition, it's a few lines above where it says Mitzvah Laniyah. You should be able to find it. Davka Bey, can I see it? Please look this up. What page is it in the old edition? What page? Tess?
Yes.
Different. Tess? Really? It's very long. Where is it? Page Yud?
Tess.
Hope everyone finds it. Over me. Davka ben Yarva le Nashi. Sheshnei Amikor. They're both talented. It's like it's a tie. Yes, the population is female. Ushnei Absurum is a rabbit. Avo be bias the cheder la lia. Sheikha tashmisho o mozo o mobo be bias the shon. Lo az lina and bosser hekin tzir. Eliani kenu be cheder the tzorcho o osu. Ulochi nokit ben Yarva le Nashi. They gave a tiebreaker case. But if you go in from that, from the street, I'm simplifying. You go from the street into the house, so of course in the rise, I don't care where the heck it's here goes. We can't even say, I feel like I'm a pasuk with Shisarabin. See, I got a pasuk with Shisarabin. Okay, but the Iku attached with Shkenisa, we see it there, Hashem, lo mashachina begatzi. It's clear in the Mordechai, one thing is clear. Heck it's here does not conquer all. There are cases which can trump and beat out heck it's here. What they are precisely, we don't really know. It's so hard to read this. So it's easier for us to read the Shulchan Aruch than read the Mordechai. So we're going to chop out for a minute and read the Shulchan Aruch, the portion, and then we'll have to go back. Okay. Sif Gimel. Shecholek Beisel Deshnayim. ובכל חלק פסח פסול לשוצרם ובמחיצה חולקת יש פסח זה לזה במוקם שעושה אחור שפסה שציידה לסובב בו ומאמר שמדלוסוס הוא הבייס ובדרך ימין שנכנס בו לא קובם עושה good tiebreaker very very nice זה זה שעס וקונטו ואינו ידוע איזה חושב כניסה או יציאה וכחזין אבא סקט ציר, כוסף עד אז, לבוש, ופסח שנכנוסים בו, מן הבייס לבייס החורף שלו, נכון, מה זה בייס החורף? Winter house, מה זה winter house? That's where the furnace was. That was heated. If you lived in northeastern Europe, where all these developers lived, it was very cold. Much colder than New York. Freezing. It's really very, very cold. They didn't have central heating. We had a one room which was the winter house. That's where they lived most of the year when it was freezing, and they spent their time. You know, that was where that was a family room. And where they sleep? Under 10 blankets. Like we sent in the first night of camp. It's freezing. Under the blankets, no problem. Okay? And big blankets that we have. And that's how they lived in Europe. So most of the action was in the Beis HaKoron. You really? She'osim ha-mezuzah v'yimin ha-knisa she'nefnosim in ha-bayis l'beis ha-chorim. V'yikr tashmi shalonu hu v'botei ha-chorim shalom. L'mashkichinim bu v'eket zir klal v'yimin ha-tzir v'yichut v'yimitim osim ha-mezuzah v'yimin ha-knisa ad kan l'shono hu poshuru. It's obvious. What's so obvious? Why is it so obvious? Apparently the Shach is saying over here that the fact that you're on a simple level, that you utilize the base of Korah more than the outside room, this indicates that's of greater significance than what? Hekatsir. Okay? Everyone be so far? They're both saying you utilize the street or your house more. Obviously, the house more. So obviously, you're going from here to here, the Hekatsir is an irrelevancy. Right? And then look, for example, over here, right over here, right there. Heketzir pulls out, but the mezuzah on the right side going in. Why? Tell the shah. We use the base medish, we'll use those stairs, I hope. The base medish, we'll use Balayla. Out there, phone calls sometimes, come in from there, whatever it may be. But they're not there. So, Baruch Hashem, we follow the shah. Terrific. Fantastic. Take a look, however, at the task. So worked out. The Bezeish Suffolk Azerhead you mean the BL the Tia. Okay, as Lina Bas Hekatir. The Bezeish Lilbo. The Bazuna Shahs of the Pesan Apostle we made the bias look up there. Catch it then. Going from the house to the backyard. Iviesh Leila Ahayamin Shalanikas Labais. Oh Ahayamin, Hanikas the Khot of the Bites, and then Ukah, what's not gonna do? In our concert, so soon we call Sidoda Bully Pesa. Rack me by the soko. Oz have your concert, Kimokhede. Lohich was long the hecker tira delis. Tapilu in my hecker tira so my bias. As Lina was you mean, as Nichas be bias the concert. Bishop Olsen Mazuzo. Look at this now. You have an enclosed backyard. The only way to get to the backyard is through the house. So therefore, I'm going to use a phrase. The chutz in the backyard is a pnimi. What does pnimi mean? It's not little pnimi satara. Pnimi means it's internal, it's inner. It's an inner room. You go from the street to the house to the yard. No other way to get into that yard. So therefore, you go straight through. Even though it seems pretty clear you use the house more than you use the yard. I don't know how much basketball can play out there. Shouldn't answer that question. But you use the house more. So now we have already a whole system now. The most important Rabosai of all criteria is when we go what we call Pnimi. Obviously that includes the street to the house. And includes from the house to the yard. That is criterion, if you will, number one. Criterion number two, we just said before in the shop, is Rov Tashmisho. That's criterion number two. Criterion number three, and final, is Heketzir. We correctly call it a tiebreaker. You can't determine which way to go based on what's internal, because they're both like in our houses. Very often you go living room, dining room, kitchen, go around and around and around. Everything's internal. Internal is one way in, if you can't get out any other way. Do you follow me? You go around and around, there's no internal. Okay, so you follow the Rov Tashmisho. What do you use more? Kitchen more, the dining room more? Depends on the kind of house you have. Live in a fancy neighborhood, but the kitchen is as big as this. Whole base manager, that's a little bit too much, but half the base manager, and you have tables that you sit there, and the dining room is only for Shabbos, when you have your 20 guests, yeah. So then, say, at the Rome Tashmisho is in the kitchen. You try to eat dining room during the week, you might as well have your head. You're crazy. It's Rome Tashmisho. Okay? So, what happens if you live in a different kind of community where they eat in the dining room all week long? In the kitchen, they're cooking, and then in the living room, they're sitting. So it's a tie. It's hard to figure out. There's no clear majority. No clear majority of which of the three rooms, kitchen, dining, living, where you spend, presumably you figure out, you know, man hours. Is that an expression? Man hours. Where are more man hours spent? Everyone has to go with the computer. Now you can do it properly. The computer where you're sitting, you know, with the GPS kind of technology. Which room are you sitting in? Am I sitting in the living room, sitting in the dining room? How many hours are here? How many hours are there? You add all up, all the members of the household for a week will carry what a little gizmo with them, but then they'll exactly where they spent their time, and they'll see, oh, the kitchen wins. Well, I don't know, whatever, every house will be different. That's going to be the criteria. You can't figure it out. I have no GPS, I can't figure it out. Whatever it is, then Hemet's here will be the tiebreaker. Haven't looked at me so far? Yes.
Wait, so do we only use Heckert's theorem and the other two we don't know about?
That's correct. That's the tiebreaker. The first criterion is Nidin. The second criterion is Rav Tashmisha. And the third and final criterion is what? Heckert's theorem, tiebreaker. That's if you put everything together, the shot, the tab, so on the piece. Let's go, not finish yet. Fine. Okay. The Be'ez and Sadi, a Heckert's theorem, the Trapeza, the Lection of Obayas. Vazinan Vossi Yadina Lippa Shnobo Keinu B'Chumash Ma'aril Simen what? Sarita. The typos here too. I have to print the whole thing for our benefit on page Pei Aleph of this paper. The entire Chumash Ma'aril is here. Okay? Now Reis Yerarim Yavohu B'Zahari Chavim L'Chach Kisar who were all B'Chumash Ma'aril Shom. Look at this now. Bibyesh Pesach Chorev V'cheder Gadol Kolech Adesh Lo Pesach L'Chotzer U'v'Oso HaCheder Yesh Bo Cheder Kodon V'yesh Lo Shnei Psochim Echad L'Pesach Chorev V'echad L'Cheder Gadol. Woo, this is complicated. This is complicated. Let me explain to you what's happening over here. You have two big rooms. We'll call it the cold room that has no heat, and the hot room, Pesach Chorev, where there's no heat. So the case we gave until now is all between them is a thin wall. It's a thin wall, nothing else between them. Now in the case there's a little room which is between them, and the doorway between the cold room and the delicious Pesach Chorev, the warm room, has a little tiny room between them. Why is there a little tiny room between them? The presumption is, this way, when you open the door, you lose less heat. How big is it? Otherwise, the whole cold air from that whole big room is going to come in, and it's going to get freezing. This way, if you have two doors or whatever, you know, like they'll be able to preserve. I'm assuming that's the reason for this. I'll read the lesson from the Maharil himself, which we shall see momentarily. It's not exactly the same way as the Taz Quadro. And that's critical. This is what he says. Yesh Pesach Echad Mibeis HaChorev L'Chotzer. The guy is Pesach Echad Micheder Gadol L'Chotzer. Okay, so two big rooms. Now they each have outdoor rooms to the street, to the yard. Okay, that's very much similar to our case. Be'Gavi Be'Nash. Right? Let's assume, just to make it dramatic. Men are macho. They can take the cold. They're going to sit and drink beer, I don't know, in the cold. And the women will bake challahs in the warm. I'm just giving it up. Sorry, just to wake everybody up. Okay? Vidal say Kiske Cheder Koton Shteyen Heket Sir. There's a little room between them. Shteyen Heket Sir did who? Shalom Cheder Koton. El Chadu Beis Achorim. Chadu Cheder Koton. What does that mean? For this little tiny room between the cold room and the hot room, so there's a door in each one, and they both open out to that little tiny room. What is that the room? Has no door opening in. It doesn't deserve a door. It's a knapper room. It's a tiny room. You see, it's less than that. It's enough. It doesn't deserve a door. So in that little room, you're going out with the door in both directions. Out to the hot room, which you go by Sahara, and out to the room, which is freezing. Has no heat. Says the Hele Gemaril, what do? But he's there, Shtein Chayobos. What's Shtein Chayobos? Both doorways. Have a mezuzah. The edge of the kovah be min a kniis of the beis achorev. ובימין הכניסה זה חדר גודל the pischa the bein tray bade v'yesh the cholecha pesach acher the shifter rabbi holech achar sir fascinating and the quotation what is this what do you see from here about that that you go out to both directions because pekert sir
strange maril strange maril
what who's this maril against The Shach, Rebbei Yishalayilam. The Shach said that Rome Shimusho trumps Hekertzir. And the Maril is saying, the reason why you have the door to the right, from this little tiny room, into the Beis HaKorach, the other big room, you know why? Hekertzir. Forget Hekertzir. If Hekertzir was Fakhand, then you'd still be saying, Rebbei Yishalayilam, what's going on over here? What a tremendous cash. Now he's stuck with it. You get an impression from the Mariel. Let's call a spade, come on. That Hekka Tzir trumps what? Rav Shimusho. You don't have Rav Shimusho in that little tiny room.
But he always goes through it.
No, but you don't use it. It's just meant as a passageway. Yeah.
Unless you could claim that the small room is really fotel between the two large ones and it's you or there's one Pesach between them.
That's a Chiddush. Could be. That's a very big fish, because you can measure the tier on this doorpost. Let how we get, yes?
Well, maybe this job is bigger again, because the room is so small, it's going to count anything.
That's what he's saying. The room is a gorge, it's one big doorway. Maybe, that's not what he says. The words don't sound like it. Yes?
How do we measure Rosh Shemusha?
I told you, man hours.
I'm saying so.
You don't have to get home to Farakway, but by a very accurate GPS. How many have in the house?
Eight.
Ten people. Perfect. And 10 people buy every one of those little things. We have one to buy it to deal. And then we have to put it in his belt or something like that. And you'll measure up after a week where you spent the most time. And you'll figure out this person spent this many hours in this room. This one did. What was the most man hours? When
no, so according to that, Wall's uncle Daniel said that when you that the room to make sure the giraffe doesn't come out, I mean the heat stays in, that means you're the most time you're passing through it. Is it where the most frequent times you're there or the most time you're actually in it? I mean
how many minutes? Okay. Let's go back to the Taz. You will know if you heard my written reading, the Taz adds words that my real does not have. Let's be very critical. The Taz is explaining Shah and Maril as he understood it, which is not the Maril. We have the Maril in this original language. Let's read the Taz again. Shiyesh beis achorah b'cheder gadol. Kolem yesh lo pesach l'chotzer. Now the second wide line. U'v'olso achere yesh lo cheder gadol. Yesh lo shnei tzom. Echad le beis achorah. Echad le cheder hagadol. This we saw so far. Az linan d'pisteh k'ner hakot b'vase heket zir b'nu. The end. Din heket zir d'pesach sh'pasuach le beis achorah. Uber beis hachorah. Vekertzir the pesach of pesul the cheder gadol. Uber cheder gadol. Chayav lasis beis of pesuzus. Shal pisach cheder katan. Ho anas yimin hanichas the beis hachorah. Beva hashedis yimin hanichas. Beche nichnas. Becheder katan the gadol. That's true. That fact is true. What did I write? True. Vim hekertzir the who. Betoch cheder katan. Olsin shneim liyamin hanichas the cheder katan. Hei mi beis hachorah. Hei mi cheder gadol. That's also true. Maril doesn't say it, but it's obvious from what he said. Ilu. Oh, here's the key. Until now he's in the same ground. Even though he added words. Now he's flying by the seat of his pants. I say that's fast. But I mean, he's saying things which are not in the words of the Maril. Ilu. So together, lo hoya pesach micheder gadol lechotzer. Let's say it would be what we call a pnimi. Lo azlinan micheder katan vaser hekertzir heichanu. Ela micheder katan hoya nechshav bichlal micheder gadol. Ve'osu mezuzah b'yimina nichnas beis hachorah micheder katan u'me nichnas micheder katan legadol pnimi. Nimi wins. Nimi beats everything. the room which does not have a separate entrance to the chatzer.
Why
should it should? It's a fact. Did it? Why? We asked your architect why. Well, but it didn't have one. But based on the payment of the Zebesh and Meshubas Ashkenazis, and a woman, the hand of the Arctic, the God of the Oz, the love of the Mice, the Shkur of the Fed. So, good. Let's know what it says there. Glory. What's the difference? I read the Maril in the original. He left out the key phrase in the Maril. The key phrase is left out. Maril says, I read you now, it's such an important phrase. He says, you have what? You have the tekets here going out in both directions, right? Ulefizeh shteyan chayovos. That phrase left out. What does that phrase imply? Look back to Friday sheet. What does that phrase imply? If the tekets here go in the wrong direction, you're partner completely. That's the whole fight we had on Friday. And he left out the phrase. So the lush of the Maril is quite clear. That if, and we'll have to get to the lungs tomorrow, then, that if the Hecateh ends up in the wrong place, you're puzzled completely. The Taz, in its rephrasing, you have no such impression. What you do see from the Taz, I think it is the correct implication of the Mariel, is that Panini wins. Panini wins. But the Kasha we have now is that the Shach is against the Mariel. It's a big deal. Gavra Karamis. So the Shach against the Maril. The problem is, the Beis Yosef quotes these both in and back to back. Without saying they disagree with each other. That's the problem. He quotes, the Beis Yosef. That's the problem. Serious problem. This problem, serious problem. Now, we will turn our attention for 2 minutes before we dive in Mincha, back to the Mordechai, because everything starts with this and ends with the Rishonim. We'll see what the Mordechai meant. And then tomorrow I'll have to go back. But let's just see a 2 minute drill. What did the Mordechai mean? How do you read? Says the Mordechai. The Omer read. Davka ben Gavra le Nashi. Sheshneem Iker. Ushneem Tzuchim le Shesarab. Alright? So there's no theme. If one of them not Tzuchim le Shesarab, it'll be Pnimi. And that will win automatically. Pnimi wins hands down. That was what the effect of the Maril seems to say, what he seems to say, Pnimi wins. I will be biased, after this, it's so hard to read. I will be biased the cheder ol aliyah. What does that mean? Going from the house into a room or into an attic? Ol aliyah she'ikat ha'shmishon motzol mavol be biased the sham? Some kind of case or other, which I can't fully describe to you. Case X, lo azlinan vasa hekat tzir. Presumably, on a simple level, I thought it means robe tashmisho. Before it was Ika tashmisho wins against Heketzir. Guy, you read it? Did you read it? How did you read it? Yeah.
Another means not more than me.
Okay, could be. The chay matzasi, afilu echad pesuv l'shesarabim, v'echad ein pesuv l'shesarabim. What's that theme, right? Chay madiika tashmish kinesa v'tzir derabshav lo mashichinim hekatzir. So if Moshe is correct, he's repeated himself. The chay matzasi. Omeri said this, and I, the Mordechai matzasi, to say exactly the same thing as Yibshav. If Moshe is correct, this Mordechai is another portion. Pnimi wins. And nothing else can be inferred from the book. At the end of the day, I have to think that Moshe's plan is probably correct. But until we get to the end of the day, the Polskim took to this sword about this Mordechai with other interpretations, primarily based on the word Ikatashmisha and the Tsarko. Those words, on a simple level at least, imply something other than Pnimi. Simple level. On a simple level. If everything else fails, we'll go back to Moshe Pshat. Everything else may fail, actually. But if I say, tomorrow we'll see what other people say, and I'd like you to give your input. Yes. Okay, the Pesach Sefer. You read the one that carefully, Let me do the thing he says, okay? What the Rashi is talking about, I'm going to have to quote it.